The Cubs and Nationals making a lot of news on Wednesday, including Chicago visiting the White House before the game. When the game began, it would be the Nationals that would be leaving the house against John Lackey.
He waited for one, and it is gone. See you later. 2-0 Nats on Rendon's 15th. Here's Matt Wieters, who has 7 career hits against Lackey. And Wieters jacks one to center. Almora back. And see you later.
So back-to-back jacks. Couple shots at Jack, please. 3-0 Nats.
The wide and the right-hander delivers. Murphy swings, hits it high in the air. Back goes Almora, way back to the wall. And this one is gone. Goodbye. It's now the Nationals 7 and the Cubs 3. Here's a swing and a pop-up back toward fair territory. Ryan makes the catch, and he trip on the bag.
He's hobbling.
Well, he's really in pain, Dave. He can't put that foot down on the ground right now.
That ball was a foot inside, and he swung and struck out. Swing and a miss, and there's 13.
Steven Strasburg improves to 9-2, striking out 13, two shy of his career high, as Washington takes care of the Cubs by an 8-4 final. Chris Bryant of the Cubs left the game in the fifth inning with a sprained right ankle. X-rays after the game were negative. The Nationals started early and never looked back, picking up an 8-3 victory over the Cubs on Wednesday. Afterwards, here's Nationals manager Dusty Baker.
Well, I mean, when he has all his pitches working, especially when he can get that breaking ball over any time, and first pitch breaking ball, which is a lot in the first inning. And then he had a well-located fastball away in and up when necessary. So, he had it going on tonight. And you can just sort of tell when he left last night that he was going to be ready. Today he had that kind of look in his eyes.
What went into the decision to have him kind of finish what he did?
Pardon?
Well,
actually, he had a back spasm in the fourth, and we didn't know, how far he was going to go. That's why you saw him. He takes pride in hitting. You saw him take those 3 pitches, and so just said, "Hey, man, just take the pitches, and then pitch as long as you can," which he did, and that's what went into the decision to take him out. I mean, he gave us all he had, during the time he was out there, and then our bullpen did the rest.
It looked like Wilson Contreras was talking to him a little bit.
Yeah, I don't know what they were talking about. I don't know if – I asked Strauss, and Strauss is matter-of-fact kind of guy, and so I didn't elaborate or ask him too many questions. And then Tim Timmons came over later in the game. He just said that – that it was mostly Contreras jawing at him. And so I don't know what he was talking about, and I don't know if Strauss even understood what he was saying. So, maybe that's why he didn't get upset or even do anything about it or think about it.
With the back, is that something that you're worried about moving forward? No,
I ain't worried about it. Just it happens sometimes, I mean, throwing a baseball is really an unnatural act to throw it under, overhand. And so, and the back is so, delicate. If anybody's ever, you don't know why spasms come up, but they did. And he gave us, it was a real gutsy performance. He gave us what he had.
Why wasn't Davey Lopes
coaching first? Davey had a, personal family matter. And it was an emergency, and won't elaborate on it. We just don't know exactly when Davey will be back, so we just hope that everything works out fine for Davey and his family.
Dusty, can you talk about Bryce Harper, a couple doubles tonight?
Mm-hmm.
That's really behind you guys early on.
Well, yeah, and Bryce was patient. Seemed like he's getting his act back together, and. When you see him taking pitches and not really going for, a lot of the bait, then it's a different series than when we played him last year. Last year they were walking him a lot, and this year I figured there were some times where they could have walked him and didn't. So you know, he swung the bat well. He ran the bases well. He really hustled in the outfield. And it was an overall good game for Bryce.
Dusty, you mentioned a couple times you thought this was a big series. Were you surprised at all that it hasn't been sold out, but it's not been super electric?
Yeah, kind of. You know, maybe it's not as big to people here as it is, you know, to both these teams. And, you know, I mean, we relish, you know, and need sellouts. And, you know, if the Cub fans were in here, we'd probably have a half-filled stadium, you know, because about 40% of them are Cub fans. And you see them walking around town. You see them for the game. You see them everywhere. And so, you know, we'd rather have all red, but we'll take blue as long as you have butts in the seats.
Anthony Rendon was part of the hit parade. His home run of the second inning was part of 10 of the Nationals' first 15 batters reaching base safely. Here's Rendon following Wednesday's win.
Well, he stayed away from the barrels. You know, when you don't hit those baseball bats, they become swing and misses, and then when you get three strikes, they're out.
That's true as well. Tony's providing lots of insight tonight. Your favorite player, Trey Turner, has 20 stolen bases this month. He was really good last year when he came. How have you seen him maybe progress this season?
Oh, I mean, he's starting off a little slow, but the good thing about him, he'll never be in a slump just because he has that speed. He has the ability to beat out routine ground balls, so it's fun to watch him every night.
Thursday, it's Joe Ross pitching for Washington, opposed by John Lester of the Cubs.